turn to Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter number 7, verse number 25. The Bible says, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." I want to preach a little while tonight. I've got to be our help on this thought. God is able. Amen. God is able. You believe God's able?
Amen.
What's God able to do? God can do anything. Why? How do you know that? Because the Bible says that it's nothing impossible with God. I'm glad the Holy Ghost put that God in there, ain't you? Amen. We might think some man or some person could do stuff for us and get, you know, accomplish the things that we can't do for ourselves. But Bible says that there's nothing impossible with God. So that means, what does it mean? It means that there's nothing possible with God, that God can do all things. And God does do all things. But I will preach just a few minutes tonight out of this, if God will be our help. We've preached around this several times over the years, but you can't ever preach it out. Amen. Praise God. You take one word of this, probably preach all night if you focused on that word. We sure do appreciate that. That's what we're going to do, praise God. We're just going to focus on the God of the Word. Amen. He makes the difference. But the question tonight I'd ask you is, what is God able to do for you? What has God done for you? Amen. Amen. He saved you by His marvelous grace. Praise God. I thank God that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That God Almighty sent His Son to die for you and me. Amen. What a God. What a God we have. I'm glad tonight, praise God, I can say that He's my God. Praise the Lord. He come to me, chose me on that Wednesday night. I'm going to tell you about getting saved. Amen. Wednesday night, 1976, praise God, come to where I was. I wasn't looking for Him. The night before, He got all over me. And I kind of figured, Brother Bill, that night, that next night when I went, I kind of figured God was going to show up again. Because my little boy, when Gomer asked me if I was going back to church with him, I said, well, yeah. Amen. I don't think I could have told him no. Amen. There was something that was working down in the depths of my soul, praise God. Hey, listen, the Lord Jesus Christ had done got out of my head and worked His way down into my heart. And hey, I couldn't get away from it. You know what? I'm glad I couldn't. And now I don't want to. Amen. Come into my heart, save my soul, praise God, by His marvelous grace. Amen. Moved in. took up His abode, saved me, wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad He ain't got an eraser. Amen. We see the Bible's telling us here in Hebrews, He's talking about, the order of Melchizedek and how Lord Jesus Christ is a type of that order. He's a great priest, a priest that's never ending. Amen. A priest that's going to last forever. He has has the descendancy that we don't even know, praise God. He just always has been, and He always will be. Amen. That's the kind of priest I want, amen. He said these others, praise God, because of, they were suffered not to continue because of the reason of death. Amen. They were put in the office, and they served in the office, and they died and went out of here and left the office vacant. But the Bible tells us here in chapter number 7 that there was a great priest that come, praise God, who took place in the office. He become that priest of the office, and he stays in the office. That he's never going to decease, he's never going to go away, he's always going to be in that office. And that he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Who are them? Those that have come to him through God Almighty, who's been born again through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. So what has God done for me? What has He done for you? Let's just look at a couple tonight. Just real simple ones, okay? It'll encourage. Hey, we need to encourage ourselves like David in the Lord. We need to take His word and realize that God Almighty has done a magnificent thing for you and me. And He's not just one thing, it's several things. We can sit here all night long and talk about what God's done for us. Amen? Every one of us just loaded plumb full, should be loaded plumb full of what God has done. We should have testimonies of the times that God's touched, moved in our hearts. And if you begin to think upon that, expound upon that, meditate upon that, God will start bringing to your remembrance all the things that He's done for you. The marvelous grace of God, that's where it come from. Amen. So what has God done for you? Amen. What's God able to do for you? Number one, God's been able to send us a comforter. God is able to comfort us. Amen? Ain't you glad for a comforter? Amen? The Bible said that He sends us a comforter. Look back at John chapter 14. You can if you want to. You don't have to. I'm going to turn there. John chapter 14, verse number 16. Jesus says, He said, I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you for just a little while. But now He's going to abide with you forever. Amen. That the Holy Spirit's going to abide with you forever. You can't get away from Him. Amen. You shall, well, how come? Well, look what He says. Even the Spirit of truth, verse 17, whom the world cannot receive, why? Because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. Wouldn't it be sad not to know the Holy Spirit? If you don't know the Holy Spirit, you've never been saved. Amen? Come on. If you don't know the Holy Spirit, then you've never been saved. Because it takes the Holy Spirit to bring you to salvation. But He says, but you know Him, for He dwelleth with you, now watch this, and shall be in you. So what's in us today? What does God do? God is, what's God able to do? He's able to send us a comforter that lives in us. Amen. Praise God. That lives in you and me. In other words, wherever we go, the comforter goes with us. We are, in other words, where no matter where you're at and what you're going through, we have a consoler, we have a comforter there with us. It don't matter the trial, it don't matter the situation, it don't matter how crazy our children are getting, the Lord is still with us to help us to overcome because He is that comforter. Praise God. Jesus Christ sent us that comforter to help us, praise the Lord, through these situations. Look at verse number 26. He said, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name. Now watch this. He said, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever ye shall, whatsoever I have said unto you. In other words, He says, if the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, He said, whom the Father will send in My name, praise God, for Jesus' sake, and He'll teach you. Didn't say He might teach. He said He shall teach you all things. If we don't know anything about God, we won't know what God's trying to speak to. Amen. He said the Holy Ghost to tell us. The Holy Ghost will teach you all the things that you need to know. Amen. For holy living and for salvation. He said, bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I've said unto you. Praise God. Ain't you glad it's that way? Then in John chapter 16, He says this in verse number 7. John chapter 16, verse number 7, He says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. Now, Jesus is telling His disciples, they were frightful. They were fretful. They were tore up. Amen? Because the one that they loved that had been with them for 3.5 years is saying, hey, I've got to go away. Amen? But He said, it's needful for you that I go away. Amen. He said, because in verse number 6, He said, because I have said these things to you, your sorrow hath filled your heart. But nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. Now watch this. I like the buts in the Word of God, don't you? Every time God throws a but in there, you know something big fixing to happen. Amen. He says, but if I depart, I will send Him unto you. Amen. He said, I'm going to send you that Comforter. I'm going to send Him to you, and He's going to be there for you, and He's going to be in you. Praise God. That's the Comforter in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what does it mean? Praise God. It means that He's there to be on our side. To help us. In 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 1, He says that we have an advocate. Now that advocate in the Hebrew is the same word as comforter. In that instance, it means to help him in court of in a court of justice and to defend him. It's to come alongside him to help him. He said that's what the Comforter does, and said God is able, God is willing, God has promised to send you and I a Comforter that'll abide with us. No wonder we can sing the Comforter abides with me. Praise God. I love that song, don't you? I can't sing it at all hardly, but I love it. The Comforter abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk, praise God, because the Comforter abides with me. Amen. He abides. He abides. Hallelujah. He abides with me. Amen. Can you say that tonight for a surety? That you know that the Comforter abides with you. He's in you. He walks with you. He talks with you. He leads you to guide you. He keeps you out of trouble. Amen. Hello. Amen, brother. He keeps us out of trouble. Sometimes he tells us just to hush, just to be quiet. Don't say nothing. Amen. Amen. Sometimes he tells us we just need to listen. James said we got two ears and one mouth, and we need to listen twice as much as we speak. You know, that'd keep a whole lot of us out of trouble if we'd start listening twice before we speak once. Ain't that right, fellas? Just nod your head. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we just listen, amen, pay attention before we begin to speak. Because we need a Comforter. Everybody needs a Comforter. I say about this, as I was sitting there this morning, remember old Job? Old Job was sitting there and he was in misery. He had done lost all his family. He had done lost all his money. He had lost his finances. He had lost everything he had. He was sitting there in ashes with a piece of broken pottery scraping a sore boils on his flesh. And here come his buddies. But pals, amigos. They sat there with him for a few days, amen, and they finally began to tell him just how sorry Noah County was and how he must be out of the will of God. He must be awful sinful for God to deal with him like he did. Amen. Know what old Job told me in Job chapter 16, verse number 2? He said, miserable comforters are y'all. Amen. He said, you're miserable comforters. He said, if you come here to comfort me today, you ain't doing too good. I don't feel a bit better down in my soul for having you here with me. You are miserable comforters. Amen. You're miserable. But thank God there is a Comforter. Amen. We need a Comforter. The psalmist said in Psalm 69, verse 20, he said, I looked for comforters, but found none. Amen. You look all over this world to try to find comfort. It's hard to find a comforter in this world. But praise God, ain't you glad that you found a comforter in Jesus? A consoler, someone to come alongside you, someone that'd be there with you, praise God, someone that'd encourage you and lift you up. Praise God. Not old sourpusses like old Job had, praise God, for friends and relatives and acquaintances, but we've got the sweet Holy Spirit of God, that comforter and consoler who comes alongside us. Praise God, when we got the molly grubs and our lips are dragging our trails out, but glory to God, he comes in and he encourages us, tells us just go just a little further. It's going to get better on the other side. Amen. I don't know about you. I believe that. The Bible says we look through a glass. I was talking to my farrier. He come by Monday to do the horse's feet. He just happened to catch me as I was leaving. We got to talking and bragging on the Lord. We was talking about how I told him, I said, how we see through a dark glassly. A glass darkly. Amen. Through a glass, we got a dim look of who Jesus is. We got a dim, praise God, in our mind, in our heart, praise God. But one day, face to face, we're going to see Him. We're going to be with Him, praise God. Glory, hallelujah. We're going to kick off the shackles. We're going to be set free. Zach, we're going to have us a time when we get over yonder, praise God, and we see Him face to face in the heavenly presence of our Savior. Glory, hallelujah. I won't have these old bad knees to hinder me. This old body won't afflict me no more. I won't get weary. I won't get tired. I won't be wore out. Amen. After about 1,000 years, I've made my 200 millionth trip around the altar of grace, shouting and praising and give God glory. Amen. Hey, them old, them seraphim be saying, holy, holy, holy. And I'll say, glory, glory, glory. Amen. Praise God. Won't it be something? Hey, just go ahead and pack up, load up, get ready, go with me. And you can help me out. And praise God, because the Comforter, He abides in me. Praise God. He's the Lord and Savior that speaks to my heart. He said, I'll pray the Father and He'll send you another Comforter. Amen. But Jeff, he said, I'll send you a consoler that'll be with you all the time. Amen. Never leave you. Always be with you. Dark and night. And in trouble sometimes, praise God, if you get lonely, talk to Him. You can't be all alone. Amen. Because He's there with you. Praise God. You are never alone. Since God saved you, praise God, by His marvelous grace, the Holy Spirit's moved in, and you are never alone. Amen. So when you need help, just say, hey, Holy Ghost, how about helping me? Help me, encourage me, show me what to do. Speak to my spirit. Amen. Praise God, God is able. We don't know what God's able to do. We don't know what God wants to do, but He does. Amen. Got that intercessor. So God is able to comfort us. Not only is God able to comfort us, we'll leave that alone for a minute. I could go on that all night long on the Comforter. But God is able to strengthen us. Amen? He's able to strengthen us. In Psalm chapter 46, verse 1 said, God is our refuge and strength. Now watch this. A very present help in trouble. Amen? God is our refuge. That's that hiding place. He's our strength, praise God. When we're weak, when we're frail, when we're vulnerable, He said, God is the strength that we need. Amen. I tell you what, if we live long enough, you're going to see it. We're everyone going to get vulnerable in this old flesh that we live in. We have bad spells. We have mad spells. Amen. We have difficult spells. We have troublesome spells. But He said, God Almighty is our refuge. He's a hiding place. And when we're having a bad spell, when troublesome times come, praise God, God is there with us. Amen. It doesn't matter, praise God, how weak and frail we are. Because He's the same yesterday and forever. He changeth not. And He has all power in heaven and on earth. Amen. You take that to the bank. He said, how do you know? Because God said it. Jesus said, I have all strength in heaven and on earth. All power. Power was given unto Him through the Father. Praise His holy name. When we fail, He don't fail. Amen. Did you hear what I said? When we fail, He don't. You're right, brother. God has never failed. He's never missed the mark. He's been always right on time. He's always accomplished exactly what He wanted to accomplish. Lord, hallelujah. You try getting that out of me and you. Amen. It'd be nice if God had a little bit more cooperation, wouldn't it? Amen. Make His life a whole lot easier. I guarantee God said amen right there. Amen. If we just cooperate with Him, let Him help us. Just line up with Him, praise God, because, hey, we fail, we come short, amen? We transgress, we miss the mark, but God never does, praise God. Psalmist said in Psalm 73, verse 26, he said, my flesh and my heart faileth, but, I look at but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever, amen? So He said, hey, when we fail, when we get weak in the flesh, when we struggle to press on, He said, God don't struggle. God knows exactly where He's at. God knows exactly what's needed. And God knows exactly what to give you. And He knows exactly what to give me. He knows where our weaknesses are, our afflictions are. And He knows where our strengths are. And He knows how to put those things together. Praise God. So even in your frailty, even in your affliction, God can have you shouting over on the other side. Amen. I mean, just to the point that you feel like you're knocking on death's door. But the Holy Ghost of God come through and the sweet strength of the power of the Lord God Almighty. And he began to bless your heart. He began to tiptoe across your soul. He began to magnify himself in you. And we begin to see him high and lifted up. And you begin to realize, hey, God, what you're feeling down your soul, that it isn't, hey, that it's not from this country. It's not of this world that we live in. It's from another country. Amen. It, praise God. It's for a place where we get help, where you get help, where strength comes down. Praise God. And it comes quick. Like lightning. Amen. 287,000 miles per second. That's the speed of lightning. Amen. That's quick. That's pretty quick. Amen. By the time you see it, it's done what it's going to do. But I want to say tonight, praise God, unequivocally, that our God is more mighty than that. Amen. He's not only mighty, he's almighty God. He's able to do all things, praise God, and do it well. Praise His name. Amen. Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which what? Strengtheneth me. Amen. He said, I can do all things through Christ because the strength that I have is from Him. He strengthens me every day. You realize God, the Lord strengthens you every day if you let Him. Every day, praise God, you get up, praise the Lord. And if you get up with Jesus, amen, the strength and the power of His might, get up with you. Wherever you go and whatever you do, whatever you focus on, praise God, He'll be in the midst. God's able. God is able if we'll just let Him. Amen. It doesn't matter. Hey, it doesn't matter our frailties. It doesn't matter what's ailing us. God's still on the throne. Amen. He hasn't relinquished His power. He is still real. He is still able. Amen. Now, I know sometimes you're like that little Energizer bunny when the batteries start going dead. You start to run down. Amen. Not you ever have any of those days. Amen. quite often, right? Amen. So like the older you get, the more you feel like you're running out of your battery's going dead. Amen. But God Almighty is strengthening you, praise God. Because His grace is sufficient. God is able to strengthen us. Amen. Paul would say this whenever he was praying, he was asking God, you know, he had an affliction. The messenger of Satan to buffet him. And he asked God prayed three times that God would take that away from him. And God told him this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He said, verse number 9, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Now watch what he says, how he finishes that statement. He said, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. He said, Paul, when you feel at your weakness, praise God, realize that I've got this, that my strength is perfect, my strength is magnificent, my strength and my power is with you. It doesn't matter you, it doesn't matter your flesh, it doesn't matter, praise God, how low down you feel. Praise God, he said, I'm still God, I'm still in control, praise God. And said, my strength is made perfect when you feel at your weakest. Amen. He said, Paul, when you feel like you can't go on no more, he said, I'm going to be there for you. Bible said, Paul pressed on to the point that he said, I finished my course. He said, I finished what God would have me to do. He said, I didn't quit. I didn't get sidetracked. I didn't put myself on the shelf. He said, I relied on the strength of God. The power of His might. Praise God. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. My grace is sufficient. My power is sufficient. Amen. Praise God for you. When you need me the most. Don't ever think God's not there with you. He's able, praise God, to strengthen us. To give us strength. To go just a little further. To walk that extra mile, praise God, for His glory. So God's able. He's able to comfort us. God's able to strengthen us. But most of all, praise God, we read in our text, God's able to save us. Amen. Ain't you glad God's able to save us tonight, to save me and you? That's the most important part. Praise God. That God is able to save us tonight, you and me. by his marvelous grace. He's where he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Man, he's able to save them to the uttermost. Praise God. Nothing lacking. These other priests, they died, they would go up and they'd make offerings, and they had to make them year after year after year. Jesus Christ made one offering. He made one offering once. He offered himself for sin one time, never to be repeated again. Praise God. So that we might be saved. So that you and I could be saved. I'm not ashamed of my salvation, are you? Paul would say over in Romans chapter number 1. Paul would say in Romans chapter number 3, he said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power," there it is, "of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also glory to God to the Greek." Amen? So God, praise God, God is able to give us comfort. God is able to give us strength. God is able to save us from the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen. God don't save you and lose you. God saves you to keep you, praise the Lord. When we put our faith and trust in Him, glory to God, it's not in Him, it's not us, praise God, that's saving us. It's God that saves us. It's saved by His power. That's why Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." The power, praise God, of salvation. Salvation. Have you ever thought about salvation? What salvation is? Salvation is a marvelous thing, a magnificent thing. It's a delivering something. Praise God. That's what salvation does. Appreciate salvation, don't you? I'm glad I've got it. Amen. If these couple of you in the old Schofield. Now, a lot of Schofield's footnotes I don't agree with. I'll just be honest. But in Romans chapter 1, in his footnotes, Schofield said this. He's talking about the Hebrew and the Greek and salvation. He said, "Salvation implying the ideas of deliverance, safety, preservation, healing, and soundness." Amen? Sounds like a health plan to me. Amen. Sounds like something that you can take to the bank. No wonder Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ," because the gospel of Christ brings salvation. Amen. And salvation is what we need, praise God. If I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm not ashamed of that. Amen. That's a great, salvation is a great inclusive word of the gospel, gathering in itself all the redemptive acts and processes, justification, redemption, grace, propitiation, imputation, forgiveness, amen, and penalty of sin. Praise God. The believer has been saved from the guilt of, and the penalty of sin. The believer is being saved from the habit and dominion of sin. Have you ever thought why when you get saved, praise God, you just can't do what you used to do? Amen? Why? Because God Almighty, through saving grace, praise God, He's re-geared you. Amen. Praise God. He's changed your heads about you. Or you can't do the things you used to. Your conscience won't let you. Salvation has moved into your soul. The Holy Ghost has moved in. That Comforter abides, and He helps us to do those things that's right according to the Word of God. That's why Paul would say, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ," praise God, because it is the power of God that moved into you. God is able, praise God, to save you from the guttermost to the uttermost. He begins to take, praise God, that old stuff out and put new stuff in, that you become a new creature, a creation in Christ Jesus. If I wasn't new, if I could still do the old things I did and it didn't bother me, I'd find me a place and I'd talk to my Lord. I'd get things right, praise God. Because He makes a difference in your life when He saves you. Praise God. The habit and dominion of sin, it's gone. He gives lots of verses here for this. If you want to see them, I can show you. See, the believer is saved in the sense of entire conformity to Christ. Salvation by grace through faith is a free gift and wholly without works. You can't work your way in. Amen. Praise God. You can't earn it. If you had to buy it, you couldn't afford it. And we don't make that kind of money, praise God. But praise God, thank God that redemption was free, praise God. It was purchased on Calvary for those that would come on the Lord Jesus Christ and believe on Him. He makes the difference. What are you saying? I'm saying God is able, praise God. He's able to comfort you. He's able to strengthen you. And for praise His holy name, He's able to save you to the uttermost. Save us to the uttermost, praise God. Set us free. Praise His name. Ain't you glad it works that way? Praise God. Hey, salvation is not a salvation of works. It's salvation. The order of it is salvation and then works. James would say, what did James say? He said, show me your works without faith. And he said, I'll show you my works by my faith. Amen. He said, I'll show you what God's done for me. What God's put in my heart. Because God is able to save us. And when He saves us, praise God, it's the most important part. He re-gears us from the inside out, praise God, to begin to do the things that bring glory to His name. God, get honor out of your life. Amen. God getting honor out of your life tonight. Amen. Is He getting honor? Is He getting glory out of your life? Is He being magnified, praise God, His presence in you? But where you go, praise God, that people can see Christ in you, blessed hope of glory. Amen. One day, in a little while, we'll be seeing Him as He is. Praise God. We'll pull up on yonder shore. We'll look over through those pearly gates. That glorious golden pavement leads up to the throne of grace. And there'll be our Savior. He'd say, come on, youngins. Come on in. Praise God. The weather's fine. Amen. Have you ever thought about what the weather's going to be like in heaven? Amen. It's going to be perfect. I like it about 70 degrees. It'll be 70 degrees for me. Amen. My wife likes it about 85. I think it'll be 85 for her. Amen. 68. Amen. Praise God. 95. Praise the Lord. Heaven's going to be perfect. Amen. There's nothing to defile, nothing to mess it up. Amen. Praise God. That's right. We'll have those glorified bodies like unto the Lord. And everything will be all right. Everything will feel nice. There'll be joy in our soul, praise God, like we've never recognized and felt before. We'll just be ready to just let go and just love God and love each other, praise the Lord, and spend eternity just praising and praising and praising till, praise God, it's eternal. It ain't no quitting place. Amen. It just gets better and better and bigger, gooder and gooder. And one of these days, praise God, we'll be there. Amen. Why? Because God is able. We ain't. I ain't. You ain't. But He is. God's able. He's able to minister to us. And these are just three little old things. That ain't anybody's able to give us grace and mercy and faith and prosperity and peace and joy and happiness and all those things that come with this. God is able. The writer of Hebrews is trying to tell that God is able, praise God, to save those who love God to the uttermost. Amen. What does that mean? What does it mean for you? What does it mean for me? It means that they won't be nothing missing for those that love the Lord. Nothing missing. We'll end up pulling over one day in a glorious utopia in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever and ever and ever. And ever. Amen. Yeah, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Bless His holy name.